GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Ike Giacci. At least 5 people killed south of St. Louis, with several Missouri counties under a tornado watch.
Roofs torn off of buildings, homes have been flattened, trees ripped out of the ground. Hundreds are estimated to be without power.
ABC's Kent Martin in St. Louis. Former President Trump is facing 34 felony charges of falsifying business records. Today on social media, he thanked the court officers and staff on duty for his arraignment yesterday in New York. The family of a black teen killed in a police shooting in Washington, D.C., want the officers involved fired and charged.
I will fight until the day they locked up, all of them. No one, how you say the police department's supposed to serve and protect when they killing us?
That's the mother of Delanio Martin, Terry Martin, on the release of police body cam video showing a park police officer getting into the back seat of Martin's car while he was asleep. Police say Martin was shot in the back when he woke up and ignored demands to stop. This is ABC News. A state lawmaker in North Carolina has switched her political affiliation from Democrat to Republican, and it could have implications for abortion access and gun legislation in that state. Representative Tricia Cotham says she wasn't allowed to think differently from members of her Democratic caucus.
When did Democrats become so afraid of independent thought? Because they're definitely not encouraging it at all.
The party switch now gives Republicans in the North Carolina state legislature a supermajority that can override the vetoes of Democratic Governor Roy Cooper. Today is National Walking Day, the American Heart Association's push to get people moving and highlight the importance of physical activity and good heart health. According to health experts, walking is one of the cheapest and easiest things people can do to reduce the risk of heart disease and stroke. The American Heart Association recommends walking for at least 30 minutes a day. Ike Giacci, ABC News.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mathnair. Here's what you need to know. Judge Janet Protasiewicz will become Wisconsin's newest state Supreme Court justice after handily defeating former Justice Dan Kelly, 55-45%. A bad batch of drugs may have come into Milwaukee County after 17 suspected overdose deaths, which have been reported since Saturday. The medical examiner is still determining which substances were used by the victims, but Milwaukee County's chief health policy advisor, Dr. Ben Weston, says it's likely fentanyl was a major factor. The synthetic opioid is often mixed with street drugs, including heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and depressants. Anyone can stop at a Milwaukee fire station or a truck and take home a Narcan Hope Kit for free. Those include Narcan, which reverses the effects of opioid overdoses, a rescue breathing pocket mask, and test strips to determine if the substance contains fentanyl. I'm Jane Mathnair. This is Civic Media News.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Bull Falls Radio, What's the Buzz Community Calendar, where we talk about what's got the community buzzing. Sponsored by Current Technologies. Between powerful thunderstorms, ice storms, windstorms, and blizzards, Mother Nature can be unpredictable. But don't worry, when the power goes out, a Kohler generator comes on. Covenant Community Presbyterian Church Extravaganza, Saturday, April 1st, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Come for breakfast, the kids' petting zoo, crafts, and Easter activities at the Covenant Community Presbyterian Church, 1806 Weston Avenue, Schofield. April 6th through the 8th, come for ABC Kids Wausau Children's Consignment Sale. Massive sale on kids' clothes, shoes, toys, furniture, and more. ABC Kids will be held at Central Wisconsin's Convention and Expo Center. And that's the buzz on Bull Falls Radio.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And boy, was there a lot of it made yesterday. I want to start with the great, great victory of Janet Protasiewicz for the Supreme Court. Janet Protasiewicz, we've been pushing her very, very hard for the last 6 months. Did a superb job, ran a superb campaign. It was a surprisingly large margin of victory. She got 56%. He got 44%. It was about 11 and a half, almost 12 points. 11 and a half, almost 12 points. One of the saddest speeches I have ever seen. And I got to say this, it sounds strange. It's probably the most candid political speech I've ever heard. It was Dan Kelly, almost in tears at the beginning of his speech, getting very emotional, and then just blasting Janet Protasiewicz and saying that he was maligned and so forth. And here's the thing, guys. Politics is a blood sport. If you think he was maligned, how about his ads against Janet Protasiewicz? I mean, she looked like a monster in terms of sentencing. Of course, it was all false. But, you know, reading between the lines in that speech of Kelly, and I felt kind of sorry for him in a way. Reading between the lines, he kept saying, I've enjoyed living in Wisconsin. Good luck to you in Wisconsin. It sounds like he's leaving the state. I mean, it sounds like he's had enough of this and he is leaving the state. I don't know if he will, but that's what it sounded like. And it was kind of a strange speech. I remember I was watching Channel 12 in Milwaukee, the ABC affiliate, and the anchor who was there, you know, her eyes were sort of, you know, kind of, you know, extra round, and she wasn't blinking. It's like, what is this? What's going on? But, it was a superb, superb victory. Great turnout. It was a historic turnout statewide. I think it was something like 36%, which for non-presidential year is unbelievable. And Janet got all of southwestern Wisconsin, obviously Milwaukee and Dane County. I got to tell you something. Dane County came out with 190,000 votes for Janet, 190,000 votes. Janet got 82% in Dane County. In Milwaukee County, she got about 70%, 170,000 votes. Milwaukee County is a lot bigger than Dane County, but Dane County once again came through. Together, she got 360,000 votes out of Dane and Milwaukee County, which was well over a quarter, about a third almost, about a third of her statewide total. So I'm very, very happy for her and her husband, Greg Sell, who's a law school classmate of mine. What this means is that there is a 4-3 majority for common sense. When the issue comes up, is the 1849 statute still in effect, constitutional? I expect that court now will say, no, are you kidding me? 174 years ago? What do you think the technology was like back then? What do you think? Who could vote? Women couldn't vote. Black people couldn't vote. You know, what do you think? And then when it comes to gerrymandering, she said, they're rigged maps. Bring it on. Bring it on. It's about time we had fair maps. It's about time we had fair maps. So I'm very, very happy. I think it was a great victory and good for Janet. She's only 60 years old, 10-year term. I hope she runs again when she's 70. She's terrific. We're going to the lines. We'll start with Bill. I'll take you in order. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. You're first. What's in your mind today, Bill?
You know, that concession speech by Dan Kelly, I had fallen asleep, woke up while he was giving the concession speech, happy to wake up to hear that. And I really wasn't paying attention to his concession speech because we just go along like typical concession speech. And then the wheels came off the bus and he attacked Janet Protasiewicz and I woke up. Then he had my attention. And I thought, well, listen to this. This guy sounds angry. This guy sounds mad. And then I said to myself, this guy sounds scared. And here's why. The Orange Man was indicted in Manhattan. If the Orange Man goes down, they could all go down. And Kelly is no fool. He knows he participated completely in an illegal election, and that's what he's worried about. He knows if Trump goes down, he's vulnerable too. Last but not least, I want to say thank you to the radio station that you're affiliated with. Without their help, I'm not so sure Janet would have won the way she did. So great job, Matt, and all the team over there. I'll hang up and just tell me your thoughts if you think that Dan Kelly is rattled that his neck could be on the block next. Thanks.
Thanks a lot for calling, Bill. A couple of thank you, but here's my take on it. You're referring to the fact that he was legal counsel of the Republican Party and paid by them $120,000 almost. Most recently in December, paid $40,000 of his $120,000 after he announced for the Supreme Court. And he advised them on the fake electors. My own view, quite frankly, is that he will not have legal exposure for being a lawyer and advocating that to him, even though I think that the people who were the fake electors could end up in trouble. I think that was from the heart. I think he was devastated. I think he thought he was going to win. I think that, you know, he was appointed before and lost a couple of years ago and now took another kick at the cat and he lost again. And he was very angry and frustrated, as many people are, but very few people are as candid as he was. And it was sad. I mean, frankly, I think he's probably going to end up leaving the state. Thanks a lot for calling. In line next, Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Andrew?
Hey, Matt. First, I want to thank all the companies and programs that support Civic Media and the Matt Flynn Direct Show. Thank you. Thank you so much for keeping this movement going. Next, congratulations to the people of Wisconsin. You're holding together to keep it at least a swing state, if not a blue state. Something else I've got to tell you, because we accomplished that here over in Michigan in March, our governor was able to get rid of the right to work laws in Michigan. And just today, she signed a law to overturn the 1931 abortion prevention bill. This is what can happen in Wisconsin. I hope it does. Keep it going, Matt. You're doing a great job. Thank you.
Andrew, thank you very much. I always appreciate your calls, my friend. Thank you. Next up will be Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jean. What's in your mind today?
Well, you know, Matt, you did a great job. Civic Media is a blessing to our state. All of the truth to power, devil's advocates, all of the people that get the truth out there, the facts, just the facts. And also, all of your callers that pay attention, have been investigating on their own, in addition to it, all of the voters. Thank you, voters. Thank you. We've just begun, and based on facts, our future is in our hand because we, the people, are the government. And again, that speech from Kelly last night, I have to quote one of your great callers, and I might not get it right, but if they're spewing it, they're doing it. And their accusations are confessions. And ain't that the truth? Thank you so much. It's
Gene,
great
thanks for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you. Next up is Wisco Paul, my friend, in order. Thank you very much for calling. Paul, what's in your mind today?
Well, it's hard to follow all them great callers. That's what makes civic media so awesome. And you guys get the word out there. And it's great to have a place to air your grievances also on the radio, I might add. I was okay with Kelly crying last night, but when he started trashing Janet, that was a bridge too far for me. I mean, give me a break. You had his ads were despicable, and some of them were even pulled down. So, but I want to ask a question. It's the 8th congressional district, or no, it's the 8th Senate district in the state, correct, that had the election last night? Did I get that right? The 8th?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Now, my understanding is, and I don't want to be Debbie Downer because it was a great night, and Nelson went up there in Green Bay also, but the gentleman that ran, he said that he would impeach Democrats. They do not have the power to do that. I mean, I thought that was a little off the wall. But anyway, thanks for taking my call. And I would just, they don't have the power to do that, I don't think. Thanks, Matt. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. I'm going to address that later. Thank you. Katrina, Milwaukee, you're next, my friend. What's on your mind, Katrina?
Well, hi. Well, you know, I listened a lot today, and there's a lot of talk about a money issue, how much money was spent for those races this time. And obviously that the money amounts are inflated by Republicans because I guess it's the simplest way of, okay, we're going to collect so much money, and we're going to put us on every possible corner and airways and the media that the Democrats wouldn't be able to find a space even to get themselves in. And the Democratic Party is pushed to raise more and more money. But the thing is, what bothers me, you know, is just that it wouldn't make sense to kind of put the ceiling on how much money can earn or can be raised, right, for a specific race, because it can get crazy like this, because it is crazy when you look in this amount of money. I'm sure some of the small countries have a budget for a year like this.
Karina, you're making a good point. There's a case called Citizens United. Up until 2010, there was a limit. The U.S. Supreme Court took that away. We think that's wrong. We want that changed, and we are going to change it. But you made an excellent point. Citizens United is the bad case that permitted that. And we have to go to a break. There's a lot more callers on the line. I'm going to get to all of you. Do not hang up. Do not think I don't see you. I see you exactly on my board here. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to get back to the lines right after the short break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I helped Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 28 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 44. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Mainly clear sky tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 25. Mainly clear skies, quiet and dry. Friday, clouds on the increase. By Saturday, low 40s. Friday, upper 40s. By Saturday, about an inch of snow Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. There are four of you, and I have 8 minutes. So see if you can keep your comments, which I'm very much looking forward to 2 minutes each. It would take you in order. Tom of L.A., my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Tom?
Hey, Matt. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we're showing that each day as we continue to be woke. And I say, the billionaire class does not want us to use the word woke. That's why they've tried to make it into a disparaging comment. But everyone needs to wake up and get money out of politics. As far as Wisconsin, the era of Scott Walker is coming to an end. The era of Scott Walker is coming to an end. And that is the best news that not only the people of Wisconsin, but the people in this country can thank God for, because it's time for it to be done. And you know, her saying my words, I love it. So I'll keep on saying it, Jeannie in Eau Claire. I know I'm from that area as well, originally. And if the Republicans are spewing it, you can bet that they're doing it. So
right on, Tom. You know, you're the guy that coined that. Thanks very much for calling, Tom. Appreciate your call. Northwoods Terry, my friend. You're next up. What's on your mind today, Northwoods Terry?
Just a brief comment, Matt. I listen every day, but I want to say I'm giddy about what happened last night. I am giddy. That's it, Matt.
I always love your calls, Terry. Thank you. And I'll tell you what, partly we owe this to young people in this state, not just college kids, a lot of kids. They're fed up. And every time there's a society change, it's the young that do it. Thank you very much for calling. Joe of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Joe?
Hey, Matt, thanks for taking my call. I guess with the election end of it, I guess the hypocrisy of it is the amount of money that flows out of state into the state to get the candidates elected. That is just sickening. I'm all for non-gerrymandered maps. That needs to be fair. The people need to speak. That's what the government is there for. So I'm all for that. I'm glad that she's going to make that change and get that cleared up. Now, on the abortion end of it, I guess my question is, when COVID first started, Democrats pushed a lot, follow the science, follow the science. But the science changed like every other day and every other week on the COVID end of it. But I believe in my faith that life begins at conception. and that's when it begins. So if you take it away after the conception, after the baby is there, to me it's murder. And I guess my question is, so on the other end of it, if a person lives past their life expectancy, life expectancy is right around 75, 77, is it not considered murder then if you kill somebody over the age of 77? I mean, that's kind of the logic. It doesn't make sense that way. I mean, a baby is conceived, you know, at the time of conception is there. That is a life right there. And I'm pro-life on that. And I think it should be that way. I understand there's instances where the mother is in danger. There's instances of incest, which, yes, that is definitely a viable concern. But I guess that's just my feeling, Matt. Thanks for taking my call.
Joe, thank you very much. I have a lot of respect for you and for your opinions. And all I can say is that the thing that I think bothered a lot of people, because there's nobody I know that, you know, likes abortion or wants one, but when a woman has to make a choice, it's a terrible thing. She doesn't want it either. But in some cases, the woman will die, or she'll get sepsis, or, you know, and these OBGYNs don't casually do anything. But in any event, I respect your faith, and I deeply appreciative of your calling. Thank you. Kurt of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Kurt?
Hi. I also want to congratulate the students and the youth that came out to vote, but there's a caveat with that. Thanks. I'm hoping that they have learned that they can't stand on the sidelines anymore, that every day they're on this planet, their welfare is in jeopardy, and they pull it off this time, but they've got to even gather in bigger numbers and stronger and inserting themselves into the political process. You and I are veterans. If they don't have a family member that's a veteran, I ask them to reach out to one that is. Talk to them. Ask them how important they think it is to participate in our political body, because I don't know one veteran who says, I don't vote. That's my comment.
That's an excellent comment. And, you know, I have a lot of nieces and nephews, and I encourage all of them to go in the service. You know, you're a veteran, Kurt. I spent time in the Navy, and some of the best years of my life, and some of the finest people that I've ever met. So I think that if you don't have some stake in your society, ultimately society withers. And I think everybody should have a stake. And part of that stake is voting. And you made the point that you don't know a veteran, neither do I, who doesn't vote. Because once you're deployed, however, I don't know what branch you were in or where you were deployed, but once you're deployed, you're a representative of the United States, you know, whatever your mission is. And you want some say in the country's running. Who gets to deploy you? Who gets to make foreign policy decisions? Who gets to make domestic decisions? And you absolutely want that. So that was a terrific call. And I want to commend everybody else. You know, we take a lot for granted in this country, and people think, oh, I can kneel at the national anthem and I can complain about that. I'm tired of people complaining. I'm tired of people kneeling at the national anthem. The truth of the matter is we're Americans. And we do not have a nation state like, say, England or France or Germany, where everybody's the same religion and all that. We have separation of church and state. The one thing we have is our flag, and then, of course, our national anthem. I mean, you have to stand tall for your own country. Kurt is absolutely right. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you in the lines. We have more callers. This is a great show. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Ike Giacci. At least 5 people killed south of St. Louis, with several Missouri counties under a tornado watch.
Roofs torn off of buildings,
Homes have been flattened, trees ripped out of the ground. Hundreds are estimated to be without power.
ABC's Kent Martin in St. Louis. Former President Trump is facing 34 felony charges of falsifying business records. Today on social media, he thanked the court officers and staff on duty for his arraignment yesterday in New York. The family of a black teen killed in a police shooting in Washington, D.C., want the officers involved fired and charged.
I will fight until the day they locked up, all of them. No one, how you say the police department's supposed to serve and protect when they killing us?
That's the mother of Delanio Martin, Terry Martin, on the release of police body cam video showing a park police officer getting into the back seat of Martin's car while he was asleep. Police say Martin was shot in the back when he woke up and ignored demands to stop. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Dan Kelly is going down swinging even after losing the Wisconsin Supreme Court race by a wide margin. In an unusual concession speech, he called Janet Protasiewicz a serial liar.
I wish that in a circumstance like this, I would be able to concede to a worthy opponent. But I do not have a worthy opponent to which I can concede.
Wisconsin's High Court will have a liberal majority for the first time in 15 years. The mayors of Madison, Green Bay, and Racine all won re-election. Voters in Mount Pleasant re-elected all of their village board members in what amounted to a referendum on embattled manufacturer Foxconn. In sports, the Bucks beat Washington last night. The Brewers and Mets play today. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we're going right to the lines. Augie of Windsor, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Augie?
Oh, I just want to make a quick comment on the gentleman who called about when you're conceived. And the pregnancy starts that the taking of a life. Well, in actuality, it's 10 to 20% of all pregnancies end in a natural abortion or what's called a miscarriage. And a lot of studies show it's actually probably closer to 15 to 18% of all pregnancies worldwide. So, after inception, if you have a natural pregnancy, I guess the God that you may believe in should be held responsible for its murder. I'm just putting that out there as a comment and as a fact.
Well, thank you for your comments, Augie. Yeah, I mean, the point of the matter is that pregnancy has a lot of medical issues, and a lot of women are very brave to go through the birth process. And thanks for your comments. Thanks for your comments. I want to get back. We will have more calls. You're starting to light up the lines. I will always go to the lines. Jack of Milwaukee, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind, Jack?
It's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves this country. It was a great, really exciting, great day yesterday. Janet won her race. And then the orange man got indicted. Now what would really top it off is if he could wear a suit that matches his complexion. Anyhow, that was my main comment. Thank you for letting me on the air.
Thanks, Jack. We're going to get to Donald Trump's indictment in a second, but I want to hit one other topic, and Wisco Paul raised it, but it's on everybody's mind. In the 8th Senate District, which are the northwestern suburbs of Milwaukee, it's a 55-45 gerrymandered seat, and it was a nail-biter right up to the end, and this guy Dan Knodel eked out a victory over Jody Habush Sinikin, who is a terrific candidate. So it was 51-49, roughly. He is a terrible candidate, and frankly, people couldn't stand to vote for him, but enough could, because it's gerrymandered 55-45 or 56-44, and she outperformed the spread, but she couldn't do it by quite enough. Now, Knodel is the guy who, when he was running to suck up to his base, said that he would consider impeaching Janet Protasiewicz if she won. He was for Kelly. And of course she won. Now, I suspect he was shooting his mouth off, but I want to assume that maybe he wasn't. And I want to talk to you about the impeachment process and the removal process and what some people have been doomsday saying about and what I do not think will happen. First of all, under the Wisconsin Constitution, it says that the state assembly can impeach, quote, all civil officers of the state for corrupt conduct in office or for crimes or misdemeanors, end quote. Now, there has been talk on the far right of impeaching Governor Evers, Josh Call, Sarah Godlewski, the new Secretary of State, and DAs, and in this case, all the Democratic Supreme Court justices, but especially Janet Protasiewicz. Now, how likely is that to happen, and what are the remedies? I think that the chances of that even being attempted are slim to none, because it would be unlawful. The Republican Party is increasingly being branded, and this isn't fair to people like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and a lot of good Republican voters who just want to vote Republican. It's not their fault. But it's being branded as a criminal organization because of Donald Trump, and it's being branded as a fraud organization and a fascist organization trying to overcome democracy. The more that happens, it's insidious, they're going to continue to lose elections. Now, to do it, to impeach, let's say, Janet Protasiewicz, first of all, in the assembly, the speaker, Robin Voss, would have to support it. If he doesn't let it go to a vote, it's not going to a vote. Now, Robin Voss, I've taken him on. I disagree with him on a lot of things. But Robin Voss is somebody who is not crazy. He's not out of his mind. And he's the one who said to Donald Trump, he said, look, you want me to just have the assembly say that you won? I'm not going to do that. I can't do that. And Trump, in a fit of pique, endorsed a guy named Adam Steen. Now, Adam Steen was 29 years old, had no record of accomplishment, and nothing in his background, experience, demeanor, intellect suggested he should ever serve in the legislature, much less now. He came very close to Voss because of Trump's backing, but Voss stood up to Trump, and he got reelected as speaker. He stayed as speaker, I should say. And, he got reelected as speaker. Now, I do not think that Voss in a million years is going to try to impeach somebody who just won an election 56-44. I mean, at some point when the Republican Party gets branded as fraudulent and criminal, it's very, very hard to change that impression. And so I do not think that'll happen. If it does happen, they have almost a two-thirds majority in the Assembly, the Republicans. It's gerrymandered, even though the Democrats got 53% of the vote last time. They got a third of everything. But they're two votes short of a veto-proof majority. Now, if he introduced articles of impeachment, could it get a majority, which is all the Constitution asked for? And yeah, I think they could. There'd be some people who are members of the Assembly who realize they'd lose their seats if they did something like that. But there's enough of them, because it's so gerrymandered, who would be frightened and go along with it. The key is the Senate. Now, they had a veto-proof Senate when Alberta Darling was in there. She stepped down. This guy Knodel barely won. He won by 1,200 votes, when by 1%, 1.5%. When he, with the gerrymander, he should have won, I don't know, 54-46, 55-45. However, what he does doesn't matter. It's what LeMahieu of Sheboygan does, who's the Senate majority leader. Now, it's a gerrymandered Senate. Yes, it's a gerrymandered Senate, but LeMahieu has not shown any appetite at all to indulge the crazies in his party. He's a fairly restrained, quiet individual, and I do not think he would entertain a conviction and removal from office, and before you even get to judicial review of that, of somebody who just won 56-44. And where her opponent went on and just trashed her, said he was bitter as hell, he suggested he might leave the state. What kind of Republican Party are we running here? So I don't think he would permit it to go forward. And if he doesn't permit it to go forward, it ain't going forward. But let's say I'm wrong. Let's say he does permit it to go forward. All it takes is one senator, one Republican senator, not to vote for it. Now, if you take a look at the Republican senators around the state, I don't know them all. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about them all. I'm sure some of them would vote for it. But I think it's not likely at all that it would be unanimous and that there wouldn't be one Republican senator who would say, wait a minute, this is nuts, and wouldn't vote for it. So I don't think it's going to happen. If it did happen, Evers, Call, Godlewski, Protasiewicz would all bring suit saying, look, they can't do it. It's unconstitutional because we did not show corrupt conduct in office, and we did not commit crimes or misdemeanors. Now, the Republican Party extremists are very, very free and easy with the word corrupt. You know, this is corrupt, Trump says that's corrupt, and all this kind of thing. But you can't just say it. There'd have to be proof. Now, let's suppose they bring the action in a circuit court somewhere, trial court, and the trial court said, yes, these people should be removed. The truth of the matter is that that the Assembly has no police force, and Evers has the National Guard, and they'll say no, they're not going to be removed. It'll go up to a court of appeals, who knows what happens. Then it goes to the Supreme Court. By that time, Janet would be sworn in, and the Supreme Court wouldn't uphold it. Let's go worst case scenario. Let's suppose they go for original jurisdiction in the Supreme Court immediately, and Rogensack is still on there. It's still 4-3 bad. I frankly don't think that Brian Hagedorn, even though he's a Republican, would go along with that. Why do I say that? Yeah, he's a conservative. I get it. But he's principled. He did not go along with voting to uncertify Joe Biden. And he did not go along, quite frankly, with one of the gerrymanders that the U.S. Supreme Court ultimately overturned. So I don't think this is going anywhere. But let's say I'm wrong. Let's say that it does go somewhere. And even if Brian Hagedorn does the right thing, the Republicans petition for a writ of certiorari to the U.S. Supreme Court. Let's say that happened. The six tarantulas are a problem. The six tarantulas have shown an inclination in the Moore v. Harper case, which it now looks like they will step away from, but they grant certiorari. That takes four of the nine justices to grant cert, four of them. That means four of them think that the independent state legislature theory is the law, and it means that four of them at least, and it wouldn't take much to get the fifth on board to say that the legislature can do whatever it wanted. If all of that happened, you see all the moving pieces, you see the Rube Goldberg machine, if all of that happened, the people of Wisconsin are just going to have to decide at what point does fascism not creep on little cat's feet, but it comes in on tiger's feet, and are we going to do something about it? And I think I have shown that there's so many impediments to this that it is unlikely to happen. But it's going around. It's on social media. I've had emails from Delaware, friends of mine in Delaware, friends of mine in California saying, what about that? And so that is my take. Going quick to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Dick.
A couple things. I personally think it would be political suicide for the Republicans to pull that. I mean, they're already seeing their margins shrinking in a big, big way. And I agree with Tom from L.A. that this is kind of the last of the so-called Walker situation running this state anymore. Quickly, though, to question about this Trump thing. At what point does a judge, Matt? I mean, if I did this, if I said the incendiary crazy stuff he's been saying, I'd be in jail. When are they going to slap a gag order on this clown?
Yeah, that's a good point. Let me take one more call, and then I'm going to get it after the break. Tom of McFarland, my friend. Thanks for going Western Mind today, Tom.
Hi, Matt. You know, one of the challenges I have with the whole impeachment thing, not that I think it's realistic, I think that the powers that be recognize that this is not going to happen, but the idea is to keep their base ginned up and fired up. When Kelly makes those speeches that he's making and when others are fueling that fire, it's sending a message to the base that, yes, you can't trust what's happening, that there's corruption, that the only one who can help save this is, you know, the right-wing wackadoos. I think that there should be consequences, not legally, but I would love to see the GOP castigate Kelly, saying that what he is saying is absolutely not okay and does not represent conservative principles. Not that you'd ever actually see that, but I really think a message should be sent that, you know, the idea that we can gin up our base in order to bring up the vote. Something needs to change within that.
John, thanks a lot for calling. We're going to a break. That is an excellent comment. And I'll respond, and I'll respond also to the comment about Trump right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th. Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats that make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help.
Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 28 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 44. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Mainly clear sky tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 25. Mainly clear skies, quiet and dry. Friday, clouds on the increase. By Saturday, low 40s. Friday, upper 40s. By Saturday, about an inch of snow. Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley. WAUKradio.com.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around.
Welcome back to Matt from the Record. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to respond to two things. One, last comment that the GOP should denounce Kelly. Kelly's comments, I agree. I think Kelly may not stay in the state. I think that was, he apparently stormed out afterwards. Not only didn't talk to media, didn't even greet any of his supporters. I mean, he's very, very angry, and it's a sad thing. I mean, I hate to see that happen to somebody, and I think that that will be a sobering lesson for the GOP. But with Donald Trump, you know, you saw yesterday in the indictment, I don't know if you saw the speech that he gave at Mar-a-Lago when he went back. MSNBC didn't carry it, not to give him any publicity. CNN cut away and ABC cut away when he talked about threatening nuclear war. That was a speech of somebody, it was sort of bewildered defiance. He, I think right up until he appeared in court, he somehow thought that people would like him, that if he was upfront about what he was doing, it was okay. He's a narcissist. He was diagnosed as a sadomasochist by some prominent psychiatrist a couple of years ago. They didn't examine him personally, but looking at what he said and did in videos. But in any event, here's some of the things in the speech that are very, very disturbing. One is he predicted a nuclear war. Number two, he reprised every grievance he's ever had. There were millions of stuffed votes. He won the election. And he'd been told by the judge, don't say things that are incendiary that could cause violence and don't attack the DA in the court. And he blew that right off. In the speech, he attacked the judge, his wife, and the judge's daughter. The judge's daughter, and he attacked, by the way, Alvin Bragg and his wife. He said that the judge is a Trump-hating judge with a Trump-hating family, and he said they're in the hip pocket of the Democrats, and he was alluding to the fact that the daughter of the judge owns a consulting firm, and the consulting firm has received money, has been hired by the Biden-Harris campaign. Now, the law on that, on recusal, I one time was involved in a case, and a prominent judge in Milwaukee was appointed as the mediator to try to settle the case, and his wife and daughter had both contributed to my congressional campaign. So the other side said, we got to get rid of Flynn, and the judge really lambasted them and said, no. The whatever donations or business dealings a family member has is irrelevant. This is black letter law, and the clown attacked them. Then his son, Don Jr., posted a picture of the judge's daughter on social media. Eric Trump, his other son, said the corruption is on a different level. What, talking about the judge? I mean, it's, you know, at some point, what happens is you say that enough about a judge, or you're going to go to jail. That judge, if he wants to, can revoke the personal recognizance and make him go back to jail. Obviously, that would be a gutsy thing to do. The guy's running for president, but he continues to attack Bragg and the judge. The other thing that really struck me about it, and it was a pathetic performance, was that he confessed to all the elements of some of the crimes he may still be charged with. He was out of his mind. He said, yeah, I took a lot of documents, and I decided which ones I'd keep. And he said, do you believe it? They're now looking at me under the Espionage Act. Holy smokes. The Espionage Act, why? Because he apparently showed these documents to his donors. If you steal secrets and then show them to somebody for money or reputation or for anything, that's a violation of the Espionage Act. I'm sure they're looking very hard to see whether he passed them on to the Ruskies or anybody else as blackmail for compensation. Who knows? At some point, the Republican Party has to say, look, are we going to be branded as a criminal party? Are we going to be branded as a fraud party, as a party that wants to overturn democracy? Are we going to get back to what our beliefs are? And it can be on immigration, and they could do very well. Got to secure the southern border. We've got to stop the influx of people into this country who hate the United States, jihad, and so on. Yeah, that's what they should be doing. That's not what they're doing. What the hell do you guys think you're doing? Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? We're going to go to the lines. We'll try to squeeze remaining callers in. You have about a minute and a half each. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're on. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Hey, just let people know I'm alive and well because I was pretty sick there for a while. I'm here at UW getting treated for some post-operative complications, but doing well. But I was just thrilled to see that Jill beat Kelly, and Kelly's acceptance or concession speech was the most horrible thing I've ever heard. And Tom Tiffany's defense of Donald Trump goes to show what a traitorous SOB he is, because none of those guys have obeyed the Constitution in terms of the 14th Amendment. I mean, they're all insurrectionists. Right. They have no business being in politics anymore. Time to indict them. Indict every single one of them.
Mark, thanks a lot for calling, and I wish you the best and all of your family and friends with all medical issues. Thank you very much. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jake?
Oh, yes, Dan Kelly, the pride of the Pat Robertson School of Law. Well, going back to Eric Trump, you know, I'm surprised the GOP still allows Eric Trump to even speak, because it was back in 2014 when Eric Trump admitted the whole scam that they were about to play on the American public. And in Eric Trump's own words, it was, well, we don't rely on American banks. We have all the funding we need out of Russia. And he was talking about over $100 million that they had from the Russians. So that's how you got Donald Trump as president in 2016. Vladimir Putin did it, and we need to undo it, not let it happen again, and we need to undo Vladimir Putin while we're at it.
You're absolutely right. I appreciate your calls as always. Eric Trump did say that, by the way, everybody. Eric Trump told a journalist, I think it was for a golf magazine, said we get our money from Russia. We don't get it from banks. And he didn't elaborate. That's because he cheated the banks so bad. Individual properties of Trump went bankrupt six times. And so they get their money from the Ruskies. Why do they get it from the Ruskies? Because the Ruskies know they manipulated, control Trump, and they eased him into the presidency by hacking into our election and hacking into emails and spreading false things on Facebook and Twitter. And that was a small margin. Hillary Clinton only lost Michigan by 10,000 votes. She only lost Wisconsin by 27,000 votes. She got 3 million more votes than Trump. The Ruskies are at the heart of Trump's success, financially and otherwise. And he continues to praise Vladimir Putin. He continues to praise him. The other day, remember, he said that he thought he was a genius and he's getting a lot of real estate in Ukraine. Coming to the end of the show. Great show, great callers, thank you. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow.
Be fast as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are a changing.
The
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole. Over on
if you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.